My memory of President Jimmy Carter is a human being who was very much as an example of what a person must be like, regardless of your title, regardless of who you are, regardless of which country you come from. Because after his presidential term, he went back to the world and became a world figure, somebody who was interested in human rights that we know is a big problem in Africa. So his eyes was in Africa, his help was in Africa and throughout the whole world and in the United States of America as well. For us Africans to learn to treat each other as human beings.
What do you remember about his policies during his presidency? You are from Zimbabwe, and there are suggestions in some writings that he played a role in the independence of Zimbabwe.
My memory is that his policies were to support the independence of Zimbabwe, and his policies were also to support Zimbabwe after independence, especially in terms of education that was heavily sponsored by international organizations, including the United States of America, to the point where schools were formed everywhere. And that was not going to be possible if it was not because of President Jimmy Carter's policies when he was president and, urging Britain to give Zimbabwe independence as well, because, you know, we were under the British. And without the support of the United States of America under President Jimmy Carter, I don't think Britain was going to be willingly give Zimbabwe its independence.
I wonder if you can speak to this comment made by someone that the Carter Center's most significant contributions to development have been in the field of African public health. Can you speak to that for us, Professor?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, we appreciate as Africans as well, because public health in Africa is very much weak. And he knew that that was an area where he needed to focus on, and he tried his best. Because without public health and looking at how weak our healthcare is in Africa, he saw that public health is key. Prevention is better than cure. So you have to educate people so that they don't get sick and go to health facilities that are not up to standard, that are not going to help him. So I hope and pray that African leaders and Africans in general will take it up from that and understand exactly why former President Jimmy Carter was focusing on that.
You alluded to this from the beginning of our discussion, Professor, and that is, as we remember the late former President Jimmy Carter, what lessons do you think we should all learn, whether you are in the leadership or you're an ordinary person?
Lots of lessons we are supposed to learn as leaders to begin with. When you lose honorably. Okay, he lost, you know, his second term, and that was fine with him. And he congratulated the person who won, and he learned again from his loss with his party. And then after, you know, his presidency, he did not just go back and disappear and enjoy his luxury. No, he again led the people into many programs like that, public health, building houses for the poor. But how many African former leaders do we have right now who just got out of power and disappeared with all their wealth instead of learning from what Jimmy Carter was doing? And his organization is going to continue to do that, which is the humanity that I was talking about from the beginning, which us Africans hit our chest and say, you are because I am. But it seems like when, you know, African leaders are in power and out of power, they throw that away and only look at themselves. Where is the Carter in us as Africans, African leaders, or as human beings as well? Because we are, because some people are there to help us, like Jimmy Carter. He was there to help not only Americans, but Africans and throughout the whole world. And he was building houses under the Habitat for Humanity. He was even going to church and teaching Sunday school until it was late in his advanced age. So he was just teaching people in different fields that it does not matter your title. You are still a human being who can contribute far much more than when you are in power. Humility is very much key. And I can add and say, if you have something to offer, you become humble. An example is of a tree that is laden with fruits. It bows down with humility for people to benefit from it. And that was Jimmy Carter.
Professor Matsocha, thank you very much. A pleasure to speak with you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much for having me.